And there's a few other aspects that we'd like to review at this point in time. The first one of those is IPv6 readiness in New Zealand. And we have Richard Wood from Internet New Zealand, a Senior Communications and Research Officer, who will present the results of a recent survey that we've done of CIOs in New Zealand. And he will provide a brief overview of the results of that survey. That gives us a little bit of flavour of what's happened in New Zealand. Then I'll come back and provide a little bit of a flavour of what's happening globally. And then we have Tony Hill to talk about what's happening in our nearest neighbour, Australia. So, Richard, over to you.
Hi, I'm Richard Wood from the Internet NZ policy team. For those that don't already know, we had two and now we've got one. For those that don't already know, Internet NZ advocates to protect and promote the internet, keeping it what we call open and uncapturable. Thanks everyone for coming to the IPv6 HUI. I see from the registrations that we have people here from corporate, government, industry, and I'd like to thank our sponsors and international guests, especially for coming to talk to us. Supporting the steering group and the HUI has been a major project for Campbell Gardner at Internet NZ and myself over the past few months. This survey, right from the outset, was seen as an important aspect of those preparations. So the survey was conducted in July and August this year with a view to establishing a baseline of what the awareness around IPv6 is. The online link to the survey was emailed to the top 100 CIO list and followed up with email and phone calls. The response rate was 37%, which I think is a good result. We should note that's 37 people out of the 100. Of the 37, 60% were from the public sector. Okay, so there's definitely some good news out of the survey. Turns out that more than half say they are at least adequately informed about IPv6. That's the top two bars there. And 70% are aware that all IPv4 addresses will be allocated by 2012. So it looks to me like we're well on the way in terms of awareness, and obviously that awareness is increasing rapidly through these events. Not so good news. Beyond the ICT department, it looks like it may be another story. As you can see here, only 27% of management are aware of IPv6 as a risk or opportunity. That's the way the question was worded. Of course, we're discussing today, and you would have heard some of already, what those business risks and opportunities might be. And that what we hear today might provide a platform for explaining the issue to those other managers. Now onto planning, and you might consider this interesting. It seems a lot of organisations don't yet have plans to IPv6 enable their customer-facing services. That's the huge blue bar on the right, the 54%. For those that do, the transition will mostly begin in 2 years or later. So not much activity underway or planned in the next year or so. For enabling the internal networks, the chart looks very similar. Fortunately, it seems everyone knows you have to run IPv6 in parallel with IPv4. So we can take that as a dumb question and perhaps leave it out next time. So most haven't planned, but tactically there might be a rejoiner there. The survey suggests that the majority of networks support IPv6 or are upgradable. That's the top bar showing the support for IPv6 and the third bar showing upgradable. Now, I know there is some debate about what upgradable is or means, and so that might be a bit optimistic. And the real issue here is that almost 30% don't know whether or not their kit can actually support IPv6. Perhaps including IPv6 in requirements would be a first easy step. However, I see that some people may need convincing even for this. At the moment, only 29% regard IPv6 as an important factor in RFIs and RFPs. And 41% don't have it in their planning or roadmaps. On the other hand, there's some good news here in terms of the support available internally and from contractors. 43% have access to in-house support, 49% say to outsource support. Note, though, that there'd be overlap there, and that leaves us with 24% who say no access to IPV support, or maybe they're not aware of it. The survey suggests that the telcos are a little reticent at the moment, with a whopping 84% saying they haven't heard from the telcos on their plans to support IPv6. I won't read out all the freeform comments we got. They're all in your handout, which is in the bags. When asked what would help speed up IPv6 deployment, we were told, for example, quote, management appreciation of the need for IPv6. Quote, we first need to formulate a strategy based on the risks and benefits of IPv6. Another quote, tangible cost benefits. Another one, complete support from our network equipment suppliers for all the product families we already use. And mostly more awareness and knowledge. And another freeform question, other comments that people might have had. Quote, there are greater priorities within our organisation and these are likely to continue for several years to come. Quote, it isn't scary, it's just a case of getting on with it. Quote, I don't see a big rush of service providers looking to help business get ready for IPv6. I think we heard a little bit about that earlier. And quote, there's a basically no killer app that will force the capital investment needed to make it go forward.
And the fifth one is a really dumbass. I'm sorry if I just insulted somebody in the room. But first of all, it appeared as 2012 based on Tony's observations about the turmoil coming sooner. But second, it's the misunderstanding that it's not just you running out of V4 that's the problem. It's everybody else.
Thanks, Vint. So where does that leave us? We got a good response to the survey. There's a reasonable level of awareness in ICT management. There's a need to focus on the risks and benefits to the organisation and get any message from that to management. And there's a need for consideration of IPv6 and roadmaps. We'll post the results of the survey on the IPv6 website. It's the ipv6.org.nz. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much indeed.
Can I ask a question?
By all means.
So, this is a question which is born of ignorance about practices here. But if I wanted to put some pressure, first of all, are there any ISPs in the room? Okay, so I am going to ask a question that is going to put you on the spot deliberately. If I wanted to put pressure on the American ISPs, and I do, the way I would do it is to go to appropriate members of Congress who are chairmen or senior members of committees, telecom and so on, and say, let's have a hearing. Let's invite some of the all the ISPs and ask them, what's your IPv6 plan? And if you don't have one, why not? And put some real spotlight on that. Now, do you have hearings here of that sort? Do you convene panels to report to members of the Parliament? And if you do, schedule a hearing and ask the ISPs to show up and explain themselves.
Sounds like a wonderful idea.
You heard it here first?
As chairman of the IPv6 steering group, we might need to take a little action point associated with that and see what we can arrange through our political contacts. How does that sound?
That's a good idea. You might get some dirt on the ISPs, too.
Yeah.
Add the ammunition.
Thanks very much indeed, Richard. And I think during the day, we hope that a number of those comments that were highlighted, particularly the free form ones, and of course some of the trends in the graphs, we will be addressing. And I think we've started doing that this morning, and hopefully we'll reinforce a lot of those messages as we go through the day.